every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Well, if you weren't listening early, you probably picked it up with people talking around town. Warren Entsch has come good with half of the amount of money we need to avoid that emerging crisis with our water supply in Cairns. Just briefly from the Cairns Post, a politically pointed campaign to stop the city's taps running dry has paid off, with Cairns now $107.5 million closer to shoring up its water supply. So for those people, ratepayers particularly, of course, who were very concerned about where we were going with that, with regard to that matter, will be relieved. Now, this is interesting because I just looked at my screen and Sally Milcota has been a very good president of the Chamber of Commerce. She recently came on the program and said, guess what, my time's up. I'm having a break now, but we have a successor in that role, president of the Cairns Chamber of Commerce. His name is Enver Salita. Enver is on the line at this very moment. Enver, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having us today.
It's a great pleasure, Enver. This you might be a good luck charm for this city, because no sooner have you taken over the seat there at the Chamber, and we've got this $107.5 million announced from Warren Entsch, which is, well, manna from heaven.
Yeah, I hope so. Just to touch on what you were saying earlier, Sally's did an amazing job with the Cairns Chamber of Commerce and local businesses in the past 2 years of the role. So I've definitely got big boots to fill there, John, but off to a good start by the announcement that Warren Entsch had made of providing that $107.5 million to water security, which is fantastic.
Interesting, Sally. Poor Sally. She was barely in the seat and the bloody COVID crisis came through, so she had a difficult time of it, because people, particularly in our CBD, were on their knees business-wise. A lot of them just had to walk away. So it wasn't a good time to be in charge. Anyway, your timing couldn't be better. We're emerging rapidly out of that nightmare. Talk to me about, well, your thoughts about where we're going, for example, the next 2 years in our city.
Yeah, look, we're on the up. As you said, Sally came in at a time that where businesses were hemorrhaging. But we actually found the Chamber became more of an important part of local businesses, because that's when they needed us the most.
Yeah.
So Tricia, our CEO, and Sally worked really closely with businesses in the past 2 years to help the ones that we can get through and to get them across this hurdle. But now we're at the other end and we're seeing Christmas or Easter now that we're in, sorry, and tourism is great right now. We're seeing people out and about. With the recent announcement as of 1 a.m. this morning with the lifts of mandate vaccination, we're going to see people actually get back out. We're going to see people who chose one over the other get back in the workforce as well. So that's going to help local businesses. So the next couple of years is on up. We're seeing the airport improve. We're seeing the amount of flights coming in, especially Singapore Airlines, yes, direct flight. New Zealand, Japan, that's due to come in that sort of July era. So we're just waiting on them. They've got a bit of a rule on how many they're allowing to import and export and so forth. So, but that's definitely happening. So, look, there's a lot of positives to come out, but there's also the unknown that you can't predict with this COVID. We've definitely seen that in the past 2 years as well.
Now, Enver, I'm just hoping they might have whispered in your ear a date for the resumption of the connection between Auckland and Cairns with Air New Zealand. Yesterday, of course, it was announced that Australians aren't going to be required to quarantine when they arrive in New Zealand. Is there any word for a resumption of those services between Cairns and Auckland? Have you heard yet?
No, there isn't. We're still waiting on a confirmed date on that. I know that a lot of the focus has been in Singapore direct line. So we've seen a lot of inquiries, and a lot of it not just coming in, it's also going out. But the knock-on effect on that is we see our Dharma project that we run with helping skilled migrants get in. We've seen an uptake in inquiries on travellers wanting to come here and then inquiring about work, which is definitely going to help in our skills shortage that we're actually having at the moment.
Actually, interesting you brought that up, because I had a business person say to me yesterday, guess what, the backpackers are just starting to emerge again. We're still probably a couple hundred thousand short, but the fact of the matter is, since the borders have come down, there has been a trickle starting to come through. So that's a great relief to people in restaurants and cafes and bars and whatever. They still struggle to find accommodation for them, but they're actually here and looking for work.
Yeah, exactly. You're bang on. And what it'll do is it'll help our neighbours just up up the hill there at Tablelands who desperately need the help when it comes to agriculture and farming. So we'll get those backpackers who want to stay longer, do the 3 months working on a farm, help the farmers, and then hopefully from that we keep them in an area and we get them in the tourism sector, and then they're out helping our tourism environment. So we're starting to see that trickle, even seeing on social media where they're putting individual posts on advertising themselves, saying I'm from this country, I'm looking for work. You're seeing that start coming back in. So it is positive. It is positive at the moment, which is good. Positivity drives action. It drives a lot of, business confidence as well. So.
Now, obviously, you're new in the seat and you can't speak out strongly on this matter of the drunks in town, the appalling behaviour, the defecating and urinating, etc. However, I had a discussion just the other night at a function with our mayor, who is now saying, yes, even though it's not our responsibility, the law and order thing, it's a police matter. He is now talking, off air anyway, about getting a better level of security in the CBD, not just people getting around without any real clout and talking with these people who are on first-name terms. Obviously, it's not working at all, but he is talking now about a different attitude to the security situation with these dreadful confrontations in town every day, every night, the damage being done. Another toilet smashed, I think it was last Thursday night, beyond repair. You've got people cadging money at the entrance to Woolies, and big numbers too. That commune's grown to over 20. I think it's closer to 30 some days now. I mean, under the trees there in the CBD, and the drunkenness is just out of control. So what I think a whole lot of locals, particularly shopkeepers in the CBD, are hoping we can get this situation under control and quickly with the tourism season starting. Obviously, you're brand new in town, in that position, but I'm hoping you're across the urgency of it, as you would have picked up from reading Gail Allen's quotes in the Cairns Post page 3 today. It's a feature story. So I'm hoping you're at least looking for opportunities for the Chamber to lead the way out of this nightmare.
Well, yeah, we are. We're definitely across it. The Chamber has been an advocate of this and really driving the voice of our members around town. The CBD is a place that we really need to have it, that when tourists come or even locals, they feel safe. You know, you want to drive. I mean, the council spent so much money to improve that area, and to have people be turned off by these actions is not doing anyone any good. So it's good to hear that the council, even though it's not an area, they want to do something. So I think it's the role of everyone. It's not just the role of your police or our state member or council. It's the role of everyone to band together and to find a solution, because I don't think there is one person that you'll speak to, whether they're a business owner, a school student, a tourist, whoever they are, would not be against us finding a better solution that actually works. But right now it's challenging, but whatever solution is, it's not going to be an overnight fix. And that's our biggest challenge, is finding the right solution and then moving forward. I know that the police got the new buggy on the Esplanade just under a month ago.
Yep.
So that definitely helps, because leading up to that, they were borrowing the council's. And at one point, I remember reading an article that the council's buggies were in for service and it wasn't available. So that means the police aren't on the ground, aren't on the force. So the presence definitely helps having them on the force. So I am across it, John. Mm. It is an issue. I've spoken to a couple of local bar owners recently in the last couple of weeks, and they've reached out about their concerns, and especially lead into a busy season. They want to maximise their opportunity, and this isn't helping. So it's definitely one of our priorities as a chamber, to work with our local member, to work with council. Now they're sort of putting their hand up saying, hey, what can we do to help as well?
Exactly.
And also the local police.
That's a turning of the corner with the council actually buying into this. Just recently I took this up with the mayor and with the deputy mayor. And this was put to this program by a listener who said, well, in Brisbane it's interesting because with their camera network, we've got an extensive camera network in our CBD, when there's trouble brewing on the screen, they can send a message, a verbal message down that line to the source of the problem, and an announcement is has made, fundamentally, you're on candid camera. Desist or the police will be there. And Terry James, to his credit, went through the system they've got there and said, guess what, we've got the same capability with our cameras. It just hasn't been activated. Now, to get it activated, they've had a meeting, and, of course, as usual, there's all sorts of hoops to jump through. But the fact of the matter is the cameras, not all of them, but a very significant number of them have that capability, being able to carry a verbal message to the person who looks like getting into trouble or is in trouble, that they're being watched and filmed. So if we get that one over the line, Enver, that's not a bad start.
It's a good start, and it's good that they've acknowledged it, Nate. It shows that they're just not just saying that we want to help. The fact that they're saying that we're starting the process, they want to help. So that's really good to hear Terry James come forward and say that. With a lot of it's a deterrent. If you can just create a deterrent or a sort of an assumption that someone's coming, there's going to be repercussions, that might start paving the way for them to move on. And hopefully we can get some more heads together, find a permanent solution, so we can go back to living in this beautiful city, this beautiful town that we live in. And we all live here for a reason, because it's an amazing area. So let's get back to that. And hopefully we can do that in a manner that suits everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing, be realistic. If it's not working, yep, let's just own it and say it's not working. What's plan B? Let's move on to that.
Exactly. And as Gail Allen said otherwise, she pointed out in the Cairns Post, we're heading to be another Alice Springs. Great to talk to you, Enver, and good luck with your new position. We'll be in touch from time to time. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. And the Chamber's always here for local businesses, so please reach out. And we're excited moving forward with yesterday's announcement. So thanks again, John.
Enver Selita, spelled S-E-L-I-T-A. Enver's the president of the Cairns Chamber of Commerce.